Hey everybody, nice to see you again. This is Richard Sachs. I'm the host from Lost Arts Radio, and this is the extra show that we started this last January. And we usually look at one or two things that have been happening the last week in the news and try to get a hold of the significance of them and their implications and what they mean for us personally. And things are happening so fast right now and such intense stuff going on that I really feel like we're fortunate to have each opportunity to get together, because you know things are so unpredictable in my mind anyway for what's about to happen. But we can make some comments about what's obviously going on, and I apologize if you get background noise of thunder, because we got a gigantic thunderstorm right over us here, so hopefully it'll let us stay on the air for a little while. Anyway, the other thing is that this being a news show and the cracking down on what's allowed to be said on these major platforms is accelerating daily. So I may change language a little bit, because I don't want to get kicked off right away if we can help it. And if we do, of course, you know to check on lostartsradio.com and see where we are, just in case we disappear from these places. But I'm going to try to do what I can to see that that doesn't happen. Excuse me. So I may be altering my language a little bit. Computers are in charge of what gets banned, pretty much, and what gets deleted and censored, and what causes you to lose channels, stuff like that. They don't yet, I don't think, it's my opinion, have enough humans to really watch everything we say one-on-one, unless you're one of the big ones and they assign a whole team to you and, you know, really ramp up the crackdown that way. But we're still small, so I don't think we have a team assigned to us yet, as far as I know. If we do, welcome team, I'm glad to be talking to you, and the monitors are always welcome to benefit from our show, just like everybody else. We're not against anybody here. We're just trying to bring in a little bit more understanding and clarity, and then use that for doing what we can to upgrade what's happening in the world right now. So looking quickly over what's gone on the last week, since this is a short show and we're only here for an hour or so. I needed to make sure you got the point about the change in language, because there are certain keywords that the computers are picking up. And one of them, for example, if you name the person in charge of the U.S. right now at the highest executive office, just mentioning his name can be the end of your channel, because the censorship is that intense. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about the CEO of the current country that we're in. We're broadcasting from America, from the U.S., and hopefully you guys can follow little changes like that. Personally, I don't think the AI is smart enough to catch that yet. I could be wrong, in which case we'll disappear right away, but once they figure out the kind of stuff that we're talking about. But I don't think it is. That's just my guess. And it reminds me of that scene in the original Terminator, if you guys saw the movie. Pretty neat adventure movie. The guy that came back from the future, who's the good guy, that Michael Biehn is playing, Reese, that was his name, Kyle Reese. And he's explaining to Sarah Connor that, yeah, your son, John Connor, in the future, it's a really unusual plot, was teaching us how to overcome the hunter-killers. So it was a world in the future that was overcome by machines, okay, and dominated by machines that would fly around and try to eliminate any remaining humans, so it could be not a nice, peaceful machine world, and they wouldn't need any humans anymore. Well, in a way, that's what's happening, like, right now. We don't see the hunter-killers so much, although I'm sure that aspect is there with the drones and everything surveilling us, but it's more the AI now looking over the social platforms to see what keywords come up, so they know who to ban immediately. And they say, well, you just violated our policies or our terms, and we can't actually show you which ones right now, but you can trust us, you violated them, you know, so we're really sorry, but you're gone now. you can talk to yourself or something. So we're trying to foresee as many of those keywords as possible and not use them and still talk about the same stuff. So I'll be specific, but less common words. And so you need to learn the new language, not necessarily to speak it, but to understand it. And it may be getting more and more new, depending on what's going on as we go along. The other thing is that more and more of these platforms that we're on, notably Firefox this week, which I use all the time, and other ones are going over to join the clampdown on free speech as much as they can. So alternative platforms are emerging, like, for example, Reel.video from our friend Mike, who's, you can go to Reel.video.com, I think, and it's an alternative to YouTube, really growing very fast and certain to be attacked viciously by the power structure, but so far they're okay because they're still starting out, but they need support. So go to that one and check it out. Also, BitChute is really good. We have a presence there. Doug is in the process of putting up our channel. And alternative platforms like, not search engines, but browsers like Brave.com. Mike just mentioned that one. And another one called Vivaldi.com. I haven't had a chance to check those yet, but I'm probably going to switch browsers pretty quick because of what has come to light about Firefox. And search engines, the best one I found so far is DuckDuckGo. It's not a name that just rolls off your tongue too much, but I'd really like to know how they came up with that name. I know there's a story behind it, but it's DuckDuckGo. And it's not, apparently not connected to Google. And so in that respect, it's better than StartPage, and it's a whole different system. So you might want to support that, and it works fine. And Mike Adams has new specialized search engines like goodgopher.com and things like that that are apparently working really well for alternative media searches and that sort of thing. He's got like 300 websites so far, making an incredible contribution to an alternative universe of platforms like that. So anyway, as far as what's going on in the news this week that I would pick out of all the thousands of different stories that could be analyzed, I think the main thing is we're witnessing something completely incredible. And many years ago, I remember, some of you guys might remember too, there was an astronomical event, and it was some kind of convergence. Those of you involved in astronomy or astrology or, you know, keeping up on that sort of thing will probably remember. I don't remember the exact detail of it, but that's kind of what's happening now, because in America, where I'm broadcasting from, in case you're in another part of the world, there's some amazing things going on, and it's not like America is more important than any other country, but what the reason that things in America affect the rest of the world so much is that America was started on at least the theory, even though haven't maybe lived up to it completely up to now, that individual freedom is the point of having a country, is the whole point. And that the role of the government, if it has a legitimate function, is to protect individual freedom. So, for example, you know, if you're in a country where the whole world is loves each other and everybody's supportive and mutually respectful and all that stuff, then you don't need borders. But we don't have that kind of world right now. There are countries with whole belief systems like communism and certain religions that I can't mention for obvious reasons that believe in killing everybody who is not a member of their system. Literally, they do. I mean, the religion I'm talking about, I've read all three of their scriptures, and fortunately, most of their members don't follow it. But what's in the scripture is you have to enslave or convert or kill everybody who's not in your belief system, and that makes God really happy when you do that. And if you personally want to go to paradise, you have to help do that. And if you don't want to go to hell, you better help. So borders are really necessary for any kind of antagonistic system, I might say, that wants to kill you and destroy your country. it's a really good idea to have a border when there's situations like that and to protect it, which hasn't been done in the U.S. for quite a few years. It's starting to be now, fortunately. It's a little late, but it's still good that it's starting. And so what's going on now in this convergence that I'm talking about is that, according to the power structure, somebody got into the CEO position of our country by mistake. It wasn't supposed to happen. They had planned really well for the last election in 2016, and they had hacked all the computers. They had ready to steal the votes. They had plenty of dead people's names to use and bus people around voting in their names. This is confirmed. It's on hidden camera, hidden microphone. It was, well documented on the news show that I recommend all the time. So they were sure that they would get their candidate in and finish off what was left of the United States after the last election. And something went horribly wrong. People voted for the other candidate probably about 4-1. And so it was enough to overcome the cheating, and that person just got in. I'm not saying that person is right on everything. They made lots of mistakes and have lots of areas where they haven't been aware. You get very intelligent and good people sometimes unaware of a lot. You see that a lot. But in this case, it wasn't that somebody with amazing intelligence got in, or, who knew all the stuff and, smarter than everybody else. No, it was because of their motive. If you ever get somebody getting into a public office of any kind, and their motive is just they want to serve the people and they want to help the country that they're in, any country, trying to help your own country is obviously the thing to do, whatever country you're in. It doesn't cause wars. It causes each country to be strong and stable so that then they can cooperate and do something good without needing an external supranational agency to control them all, like the One Ring, controlling all the rings below it. You don't need that, and it's seen as something not positive. So that happened in America, and this was really irritating to the people that were thought they were right on the last stage of wiping out the country. So they got pretty upset about that. And what's happening now with this convergence, like I'm saying, is this renegade person who actually loves and wants to help the country and is nothing like what the media says about him at all. That's all made up. But a lot of people believe it, but it's all made up. And you can prove that to yourself by watching full speeches that he makes, and then watch what's reported on the media. They're opposite. They're really opposite, and it's getting to the point now where the media is just making up the news. They might be accurate about a car crash or something like that, but about the big deals in the country and the world, all made up or twisted to make it come out with a completely opposite meaning to what it actually has. So there's no more waiting time. You got to become conscious, aware, bright, clear perception, and see through language and see through words. And it doesn't matter how fancy a studio is. Not saying fancy studios are bad. Some of the good guys now are getting really nice studios. But on the major media, the fact that they have millions or billions of dollars behind them doesn't give them any credibility at all. And you just have to look right through that. It's like somebody wearing super fancy clothes doesn't really make them an authority. If they've got a white coat and a stethoscope, it doesn't mean they know all about your health. If they have a black robe on, it doesn't mean they necessarily believe anything about justice. It's not the costume. It's what's inside it. And these bodies are costumes, including ours and yours and mine. So who's inside that is what matters. And what the convergence that we're seeing right now is that the power structure, not the elected officials, but way above that. Stephen Greer talks a lot about it, but many people know about it, and it goes very high up to the top of the human level and beyond. And that power structure, which I've traced the same one in my own research back first 4,000 years and then at least 15, probably much more. They figured that at this particular important time in history, they've pretty much gotten ready to finish off life on this planet. And it's not all at once because they have to do it by steps. I have to tell you guys this stuff, even if 99% of you think that I'm completely crazy and, you know, off on some, you know, wild goose chase or conspiracy theory or something. It's not that. It's decades of digging, you know, and being right inside has shown me some things that you all need to know. And the conspiracy theory people, as a rule, in my opinion now, are completely wrong. It's much deeper than what they think the collusion is. And no, it's not the current CEO with Russia. That's totally ridiculous. Totally made up to cover the crimes of the accusers, basically. But I'm talking about a power structure that has been in charge of most of the world for a long time, has thoroughly infiltrated power positions in America and almost every other country, with the exception now of the CEO that I'm talking about, and some people around him, mostly military and other people, that have prevented his assassination, because up to now anyway, the major media and the other elements of this power structure that I'm talking about, without naming it too much, they want him removed, they want him killed, and one of the big newspapers in our country sponsored a play in Central Park for many weeks last summer, showing him and his wife being assassinated over and over and over again. That's what the major media has become. And it's not a surprise. I mean, it's not weird. It's what you would expect, because who are they? They're owned by a handful of huge corporations, maybe four or five at this point. And so they don't have any obligation to, you know, express what's really going on or a real interpretation of it. They do whatever their bosses tell them, and their job is to engineer your opinions and beliefs and emotions. And they do a really good job. I mean, some of the anchors and top people there are paid millions of dollars a year, and it's because they look authoritative. They can be kind of condescending. They can project this persona, this image that obviously they're telling you the truth and the wisest interpretation of everything and all that. Completely not true. They're just actors who are hired to act like they really know what's going on, and they're just there to help you because they like you so much. It's not really true. One of the real newscasters that I talk about all the time, whose name rhymes with Daleks and the last name Dones. I don't think AI is smart enough to see through rhymes at this point, but I could be wrong, in which case, nice knowing you, you know, but I don't think so. So they had one of their famous historical anchors, who's still alive, come up on the show and say, yes, he's an absolute racist, unalloyed racist. And of course, that's completely not true. He gave no evidence of anything. That's what the news has become. So the convergence that I'm talking about is that these attacks are ramping up, getting much more intense, getting ready to become a lot more intense now. And they are in concert with millions of people who actually believe what the media is telling them. But it's not just that they believe it. There's an interesting phenomenon happening that we certainly can see right now. They don't just intellectually believe what the major media is saying. They get very upset about it. And they are being programmed to just be full of rage and fury and hatred and want to destroy and kill. And they do. I don't think that's from an intellectual argument. These guys are not showing the signs of anybody who's really analyzing anything intellectually. They're just kind of going crazy and becoming zombies willing to do whatever they're meant to do. Now, I don't think that's coming from watching arguments of the major media spokespeople. I think it's coming from frequency, and I think it's being combined with the setup of the kind of softening them up with fluoride and poison food, which is what chemical agriculture produces. Even if, by the way, even if there were no GMOs in the store, which they're even in, you know, some famous natural food stores now, even without that, eating food that's grown with chemical fertilizers is not brilliant. You really should never do it. And money is not an excuse. I've been through a lot of periods in my life where I had practically no money for anything. And if I couldn't get strictly organic or better, I wouldn't eat. Because I understand what the difference is. It doesn't just affect your body and 20 years later give you some terrible disease. It affects your brain. And you need your brain because your mind works through your brain. And if you poison your brain, which is very sensitive, like with the mercury that dentists use and the fluoride and the synthetic fertilizers and the pesticides, all these things together, your brain doesn't work the same. And you become susceptible to programming. And now programming comes in many forms. We've found that through the major media, for example, on television, if you freeze the frames, this was done on Dalex's show about a year ago. They took a kid's cartoon where the hero in the cartoon was this cat, which looked, you know, just this cute cat, you know, like, I don't know if it was like which cat it was exactly, but a black cat with a kind of a white and brown face and eyes that looked like cat's eyes. And the staff froze the frame and they blew up the picture of the pupil of the eyes of that cat. And they were full of demonic figures. I don't know the meaning of all of them, but all kinds of messages to the kids to do some bad things. That's going on television every day. The TV that you send your kids off to watch so that you have time to do something else. That's what's being put into a lot of it, maybe all of it. And so this attack on the whole society, from the kids up to the adults, and the forced injections of poisonous metals and other ingredients, that formaldehyde and all this other junk that is in the injections that are being required of the children now, they intend to require that of the adults soon. I mean, their goal was 2020, which is less than a year and a half away. So this is the buildup on the negative side of what's going on there. On the positive side, you see the gradual awakening in large parts of the general population. The hypnosis is not working on everybody. And you've got somebody in office, which is really upsetting to the power structure, that is there, not because he's so brilliant about everything, but he is courageous. And his attitude is he's just there, having decided to give up a comfortable lifestyle and subject himself and his family to constant slander of a scale that I don't think has ever been seen on the planet before. Lies and horrible stuff about him. Every possible critique, you know, from being an idiot to not being able to talk to hating everybody. And it's complete nonsense. Anyway, he went into that knowingly. But the thing that they're worried about is not that. The thing they're worried about is that if somebody with that motivation finds out more of what's really going on, like, for example, if he found out that the chemtrail program is real, which I don't think he knows right now, he would probably order the Air Force up to stop it right then. And the global rulers know that. That's why they need him dead or at least removed. If he found out about what 5G really is, and Internet of Things, right now he thinks, oh, that's fantastic. It's going to be all these jobs and we'll bring in new companies and hire all these people and it's going to be great. He's wrong, obviously, as you probably know about that. Internet of Things is part of the Agenda 21 program as Rosa Corey puts it, inventory of and control of every every item on the planet, actually, a pair of jeans or a tractor or a car or you. And I don't know if Rosa's aware of it, but that's leading to steps after that to irrevocably poison the entire biosphere and eliminate life on this planet. And at this, you know, it's so late in the game right now, it's okay if a lot of you just write me off as crazy, but I'm not. And that's taken most of 50 years of digging and investigative research to come to. It's not just population reduction. But the fact that a CEO has emerged in the middle of all this mess, whose motive is what makes him a great person, and his motive is only to help the country, and as an example to all the other countries in the world, say, look, whatever country you're in, serve your country, make it really great, which means freedom and prosperity and health and all these things. If he starts learning what's behind that, most of which he doesn't know right now, if once he starts learning about the real critical nature of environmental factors and the fact that clean, free energy technologies have been available for more than 100 years, but they're being suppressed, and the power structure has them all in hand. And at the not quite top levels, they believe population reduction is going to give them the playground of the earth to do what they want to, and it's going to be great. But at the top level, they know that's not true. They're planning complete destruction of themselves also. It's a religious type thing. I'll get into it maybe at another point, but this is a public platform, so I have to draw some kind of a line so we don't immediately disappear. I want to stay as a conduit to share some things with you guys as long as I can. So anyway, the awakening in the part of the population that is not hypnotized at this point is accelerating rapidly. The negative power structure sees that at their top analytical levels. So they're ramping up their attempt at censorship, because their idea was, if nobody can talk about any dissenting view, then we don't have to worry about it. We can just go ahead with the last stages of destruction of everything and we won't have a problem. But with this person in office and the people around him who have similar good motives, and with all of us and you who are waking up and becoming aware of the, I would say aware of what's going on, but more than that, that the power structure is much more afraid of. They're not worried that you know about chemtrails and you know about all the other things going on, the GMOs and chemical agriculture, drug medicine and all that. Yeah, they'd rather you don't know, but they intend to just force all this stuff on you, whether you know about it or not. So in a way, they don't care too much. But what they do care about is you becoming aware of yourself. That is like the ultimate game changer. And so it's all about consciousness. And consciousness is nothing to do with a belief system or a philosophy or religion or anything. It's real. It's direct experience. And when you get waked up to that, there are natural abilities that you used to have that come back. That's the fear at the top level, because that would really stop what they're trying to do. So I figure use that as guidance. That should be our primary interest, is learning and waking up and fixing your health and then going on from there. But a lot of the public is in a hypnotic sleep right now, and they're just running around screaming, destroying things, joining insane groups like Antifa and other ones like that. I don't want to really mention too many for reasons that I've already expressed, but groups that go out on the street, and they're basically communist. And because the communist idea is not about making everybody really wonderfully happy. Communist agenda is about, I just reread the Communist Manifesto by Engels and Marx, and you can read it too. It's a short book. It's stupid and boring, but it's really important right now, because people are actually falling for that nonsense, and their agenda is you get a hold of these evil people that still have money, not the top real bosses, because they're untouchable. they're going to become the ruling party. But the people that have succeeded in business and stuff like that, you kill them, you steal all their property, overthrow the government, and you give everything to the government to take care of for the people, right? Because it's all for the benefit of the people. And the ones in power, which is the party, become the ruling elite. Everybody else becomes poor working for utopia. It's really stupid, you guys. But there are people falling for this, and they say they're fighting fascism, right? And the way they do that is beat up people in the street and destroy businesses and swing these chains with locks on the end and attack women and kids and the men that look like they would be good victims. And that's how they're fighting fascism. They're really dumb, but they're not dumb because they have a low IQ. They're dumb because they're hypnotized. And it ties into, I don't know if you remember, but several months ago, I'm not sure of the time exactly, we were talking about this whistleblower in Seattle who worked for what they euphemistically call private security company. I don't really want to mention his name right now because we're trying not to get shut down. And he was saying he couldn't stand working anymore there in secret. So he came out, probably violated all of his oaths of secrecy and everything to the company, non-disclosure agreements. And he said, yeah, what they're working on, it's an extension. It's the next stage of what people like Barry Troer have told us about on Lost Arts Radio. And that is that by World War II, they had perfected the microwave technology that they could use as a weapon to target people and change their thoughts, but much more importantly, change their emotions. Because in everybody, unless you're at like a really high level that I'm not, I haven't met anybody at that level. For most of us, emotion dominates thought, no matter how intellectual you think you are. If the emotion gets strong enough, it will overcome that. And so the idea with this microwave weaponry was to control the emotions of the targets, and then they'll go and do anything. They'll eliminate people that, you know, do targeted assassinations, or they'll do gang stalking, or they'll go crazy like they are right now in mobs. And this whistleblower in Seattle was saying he worked on that. He knew what it was going on, what it was doing, and he said now there are programs probably in every major city in the country and much of the world for all we know. Certainly in America, because America is really targeted for takedown and get rid of that memory of freedom so that people don't get into that. And he said what they were doing was experiments to show that they could control the emotions and the thoughts of millions of people at one time. In other words, what Barry Troer was saying, yeah, they perfected that in the 1940s, and the companies now are trying to perfect controlling at least millions at one time in every major city, and if possible, everybody, except for them, of course. That is going on, and I think that that, in combination with the fluoride, the poison in the food, if you're not being careful to avoid processed and poisoned foods, which are all over the place, and soft drinks and garbage like that, then I think those things set you up for being susceptible to the microwave weapons. That's what it looks like to me. And I'm not really worried about whether it sounds crazy to some people there. I'm not here to debate or argue or convince anybody of anything because, first of all, I'm absolutely not an authority on anything at all. I've learned a few things by hard experience and long experimental research, and I just have an obligation to share that with you. But it's you that need to be true to yourself and not to me or anybody else. It's just food for thought. So a lot of the public is in this hypnotic trance right now, 70 years after Barry Troer said that they had perfected these weapons in the World War II environment. And the whistleblower from Seattle that I just mentioned could be an explanation for why there are mobs of completely out of their minds people in the streets They don't know what they're against, but they know they're really against it. And they know that if you beat up people, you're fighting fascism. And the people that they're against, they have all these names for them. They don't know why. They don't really know what specifically they did that gave them that title, but they know they really are upset and they can't accept any of this anymore. And they've got to get rid of all these terrible people and fight fascism and racism and everything. And they do that by targeting people and gang stalking and beating them up, and are talking about escalating to firearms now, which could make things more interesting. So while that's going on, and I think that's created by the microwave weaponry and all the poison stuff that's in the environment, the global corporations are attacking this main newscaster that I've been talking about, whose name rhymes with Daleks. And personally, I'm not coming from any side of these issues at all. I'm not liberal or conservative or right or left or Democrat or Republican. I'm only interested in whatever's true. And there's no ego thing about it. If I see I'm wrong on something, you just correct it and keep going, because we're not in this, if we're smart, to prove that we're right. We're in it to find out what we don't know yet. And I've been working on that for a long time. So in the manifesto that I told you I just reread, there is an overthrow of the government proposed by Marx and Engels. That's what you're supposed to do to get to this beautiful utopia. The previous administration in the U.S. was clearly working to that, and the previous CEO was actually brought up and trained by a very famous communist agitator in Hawaii, not in Africa. But their problem is the current CEO is not in that that group that's trying to do that. He's trying to do the opposite. And so there's this major quiet war underway in the U.S. that will affect the whole world dramatically. The negative side of it is against sanity and love and unity and health and freedom and national security. And they want to ban the newscaster that I referred to, and thousands of others actually on smaller scale, ahead of doing some things they don't want us to report on. And I agree with the person we mentioned that they're leading up to a false flag of attacking probably themselves. Probably a major organization that does news is going to be the target. Conventional news, the fake news, you know, they're going to be attacked. And then they'll blame it on the real ones and all the people that are trying to support the country and have national security and things like that. And they'll say that we have to shut down the so-called alternative media completely off the internet, because if we don't, we're going to have more of these events. And they will carry out the events to prove that it's a real threat. Anyway, there was a report issued, 50-page report, I think it was a week or a little over a week ago, by a friend of ours who runs another, the biggest health news organization in the world that I know of. And starts with the word natural in Texas. And he was totally banned from YouTube and other major platforms because he was giving real health information, which itself is violently suppressed in the U.S. and most of the world. You are not allowed to know how health and disease and healing really work. And he was asked by this major newscaster to write a report on the current crackdown on free speech that's going on. So he did, and really detailed everything about how it worked. And there's been a circle around the current CEO of this country to prevent him from getting access to any real information, because with his attitude, as I explained, he would move on it right away, and it would really mess up the plan of the global rulers to destroy the country as one step toward the total destruction that they're after. So 2 weeks ago or so, that circle keeping information away from the CEO got penetrated, and he started getting information, and he got this report by our friend from Texas on Air Force One, and he read it, but he did nothing. And the crackdown on free speech continued, and it looked like he wasn't going to help out at all, and he was just going to, you know, I said that he's got a lot of misconceptions, a lot of areas he doesn't know about. He's really out of touch with a lot of environmental things. He has the right attitude. He wants clean air and water and all that stuff, but he doesn't seem to understand how the toxic companies that he thinks are great, because they're going to be all these jobs and everything, and he is bringing back companies from overseas to do that, that those toxic companies are global suicide. Yeah, the prosperity is great, but they're making money the wrong way. It's not that capitalism is bad at all, that the communists try to say all the time. That's not true. We haven't had free market capitalism in this country for a long time. Maybe totally ever, but certainly we don't have it now. We've got global corporations making secret deals with government agencies that are themselves illegal, and it's just a big mess. And you've got one of the biggest corporations involved is the central bank, in which we are talking to Ed Griffin about. You might have just seen him on live stream. Take a look at that if you can. And as long as that central bank is there, as Ron Paul and to some degree his son have pointed out, there can't be long-lasting prosperity. It's impossible, because they have a system set up to siphon the wealth away from the people that earn it into the owners of the bank on and offshore. So that has to be shut down, as Ron Paul said. And it's not a really safe thing to talk about it. You really should stick to like celebrity wardrobes and stuff if you want to be safe. But JFK, for example, who was another great president, not because he was so brilliant and knew everything or he had perfect character, which he did not, but his motive was to help the country. That made him great. And so when he saw, you know, he's a little confused about some socialist stuff and things like that that he was leaning toward. But when he saw what this central bank was doing, he issued an executive order that would essentially put them out of business. And that was one of the many reasons he had to be eliminated. The current CEO is very much the same attitude, but tougher, better character in a lot of ways, braver, just a stronger person. And one of the things that he might do if he finds out the reality of it is to shut down that banking organization, which is a real prerequisite to any long-lasting prosperity, where the money stays with the people who earn it and the people they give charity to, not to the people who own the bank. So all of these factors are coming together. And just like the case with the CEO, there's a lot of very smart people who don't understand any of this. And even some really sophisticated ones that I've talked to have such a lack of understanding. I think they're being affected by the hypnosis as well. Anyway, so that's an overview of a couple of things that are going on. And now the CEO, who I said looked like they weren't even going to help us out of this disastrous crackdown on free speech, that changed today, Saturday, August 18th, 2018. A second report got into the CEO's hands, right in his hands, and he read it. And it was about the current state of the crackdown on free speech, primarily social media, but elsewhere as well. People getting fired all over the place, losing their jobs, losing, you know, this newscaster I told you about, he has been contacted by Apple, YouTube, Google, MailChimp, Facebook, Vimeo, Spotify, Shopify, Discus, and others who appear to be just not connected. They're all part of one like mega corporation that is part of the takeover. And they all told the newscaster, "We're really sorry, but because of," and then they filled in the blank, "we're not going to be able to let you do business anymore with us, or use any of our platforms, or advertise," or, you know, they're trying to shut down his ability to sell nutritional supplements, which is how they mostly survive. It's all collusion. And we thought that the CEO of America was going to do nothing about it. But as of today, that's looks like it's over. Not the attacks, because they need those attacks to keep going to have a chance to steal the upcoming election, which is one of the main objectives of the censorship, is so that anybody looks up anything on a corrupt search engine like Google, for example, which is no longer a search engine, it's a political tool. They will be given the information they need to get rid of the current administration. It's really pretty amazing. I mean, the other political party has talked about, well, Russia really, you know, influenced the election and all this stuff. They didn't really change any of the votes, but they really influenced the election in a terrible way, even though what really happened in the last election is that most of the votes for the current administration were corrupted and switched electronically. And the overwhelming majority was so much in favor of the current president winning that he won anyway, just barely. But in reality, he probably won about 4-1, judging from the size of the audiences at the rallies and stuff like that. So today, August 18th, he put out on Twitter, which is has been shadow banning him, but he's still able to get out to a certain degree to the public. And he said that this is illegal. It can't be allowed to have to happen. It's not going to destroy the upcoming election. And now we have to see what he actually does about it. But just that statement this week, today, actually, just today, sent shockwaves through the whole industry and the allies of this whole colluding cartel that are intending to get a really horrible future for America back on track and the rest of the world by extension. Because of his statement that he's now going to go after this and not let it happen, the determination to kill or remove him from office is going up very fast. And they have access to really sophisticated assassins of all kinds, and the determination to steal the upcoming election has gone way up. Determination to demonize true newscasters like the one that I mentioned. Also anybody under the label of conservative or constitutionalist, or what Hillary made up the term alt-right, or people who own firearms, which is really critical for keeping a free country, and that's being forgotten now. People who want to have their own country be sovereign and independent and then cooperate with other countries in a positive way, those people are being demonized. And anybody who wants to have a secure border on the country, which is also essential, or you don't have a country, and who wants free markets and personal freedom and not let belief systems in or to take over that believe you have to kill everybody who's not a member of your religion, stuff like that. All those people are being demonized, and the likelihood of a false flag event, probably against the news media, the conventional news media, to show that they're the victims and then immediately blame it on the groups that I just said, the likelihood of this happening is very high. And it's going up, and we're trying to expose it. And they're trying to shut down free speech completely. And China and the Apple company and Google are setting the pattern for America and Europe from China. And they're starting attacks on actual websites and actual marketing mechanisms so that the people they're against won't be able to do business or get any money anywhere. And the death threats on the real media and people who don't go along with the terror that you're supposed to have on about climate change or global warming, who refuse to get all upset about that, who don't want their kids injected with poison to make them healthy, and the people who are against chemical agriculture and drug medicine, those people are getting a lot more death threats, and it's probably going to increase. Even news reporters out on the street are starting to have their families threatened with assassination. So it's about 80 days to about the most important election in U.S. history, and by extension, one of the most important for the for the planet, about 80 days away from us right now. So the question really is, well, what do you do to help with the situation? Because I don't think it can, you know, anybody that is on the positive side never believes in offensive violence. You don't do that, because glorifying violence is just stupid. It's a really bad idea. People get hurt with violence. You must have noticed that. And also, as soon as you go on the offensive with it, then your own credibility as wanting peace and unity and things like that is gone. So the only thing, and also the debates, I mean, we've had a lot of great guests on our Sunday night educational show that have debated with people in all areas of these, you know, areas of thought. And debates are usually with each side primarily trying to prove the other one is wrong, not trying to learn. So the only thing that I've come up with that you can actually do to help with this is uncover the secret that is the most taboo, that they don't want you to uncover or find. And that secret, for those of you who can kind of tune into what I'm saying, is who you are. Because you have power that is way beyond the global rulers. It's just dormant. It's asleep. And so our project at Lost Arts Radio is to try to encourage and to assist anybody that wants to get back in touch with that, starting at least concurrently with the idea of getting your physical health back. Because if you're on all kinds of medical drugs and you're weak and sick and experiencing degeneration and so-called aging and all this stuff, you can't really do very much that you want to do, because you're constantly distracted with how bad your body feels. So we're really encouraging learning the natural ways, not through drugs, not through invasive medical procedures or stuff like that, but in the natural systems that have worked, not even symptomatic systems, but the lifestyle-related systems that just make you immune to most of the situations with infectious disease, make it so that you don't experience degeneration with time and you don't experience the usual aging. Learn about that and then use that platform of stabilized physical health to do the real work, which is changing consciousness. I don't know any better word to use for it than that, but that's where the hidden power is. And it's not like negatively using some kind of ability to force somebody to do something they don't want to do. It's nothing like that. It's more like related to what Tesla talked about as a principle of resonance. You become something, like Gandhi said, to become the change you want to see in the world, right? But on a deep quantum physics level or beyond that, actually, you change your frequency of your thoughts, emotions, and sense of self to something that is allowing this life current to come through you. It's always there. We wouldn't be here without it. It's what heals a cut in your hand or works out anything in your life. It's not a doctor or anything like that. It's this life current that's not even physical. We've lost touch with it. And if we get back in touch with that and let it do things through us, then this whole game of destruction is over, because you're going to be so powerful, even if you don't say a word, that you're going to become like the healing focus, every single one of us that can do that, that is going to, by this resonance effect, have an impact on other people who are not even thinking about it, and the ones who are in power positions wanting to do all these really nasty things to life on Earth, which they're already doing. Underneath that costume that they're of, the character that they're playing, there's an innocent, beautiful, incredible being just like in us, just like in you and me. It's no different. It's just they got wrapped up in a really nasty role and costume. And you can get strong enough without saying a word to have an impact on them. And if we do that, not even a majority, just a small, critical minority of us, it's the only thing I can see this late in the game that can still turn things around, and it, I'm pretty sure it can. And you're really the key to it. You think you're an ordinary person, maybe, and it's not true. It's not true at all. You're something incredible. And that's the main thing. Not chemtrails, not GMOs, not drug medicine. That's the main secret that is forbidden to learn, even above the hidden energy technologies. So I would take their guidance on it and say, great, thanks for letting me know the most important thing for me to do. And I'll start now. It changes everything. That's the main secret that I can share with anybody. So anyway, thanks for spending the time. We're out of time and not supposed to go over. Those of you who are in Planetary Healing Club, which is all focused on how to put these things into motion, I'll meet you in half an hour. Anybody who doesn't know about that and wants to know what access requires, go to lostartsradio.com/club, and it's all there. Otherwise, remember that tomorrow night we have our Sunday show, and that is Sam Asser, who is an incredible lady that is teaching how to use juice fasting and revolutionize how you feel and your health and your well-being and your mental outlook and emotional state and everything. She's really inspiring. She'll be on blogtalkradio.com/loststartsradio tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. And we're putting up free videos on our YouTube channel as long as we're there, and Facebook and real video. And the site will always tell you where to look for us if you can't find us. That's lostartsradio.com. So thanks for sharing your valuable time with us. I really am honored to get to be with you for a little while. We'll do it again next week if everything allows, and have a great week. Until then, we'll see you next time.